We Have Issues is a weekly podcast full of reviews of comics and oversharing. We use grown-up language to make very childish jokes. You can find the show at wehaveissues.net, as well as anywhere else where average to not too bad podcasts can be found.
Yo. Hello, I am Akira the Don, international, world-famous rap superhero. And my 20-month-old son has been fiddling with the levels on my preamp that my microphone goes into, and it's all crunchy. Therefore, I have issues. Similarly, I also have comic books, and I think I'm supposed to be talking about those right now. But let me wiggle this knob. Hang on.
Ow. For fuck's sake, Hag. Why you do this shit?
Hello? Yeah, alrighty, woo woo woo, that's right, okay. So yeah, I'm Akira the Don. I've been asked by Dr. Nick to talk about comic books. So yeah, let's talk about fucking comic books. Whoop. The first comic I can remember that made me realize I was in love with the medium of comic books, of sequential art, as Scott McCloud so pretentiously insists on calling it. Yo, it was probably Asterix. That's the truth. It's probably Asterix. Asterix is like this French little fucking mustachioed, blonde, short-ass French kid guy, man, who takes drugs and beats the shit out of occupying imperialist forces in, like, historical Europe. He's, like, French. He's a French dude. And, like, he lives in a village. And, yeah, they're, like, the last resistance against the Romans. It's this sick thing. I used to read it when I was really little. I don't even know where I got it from. I don't know if it was the library. I don't know if it was my mum gave it me. I was reading that when I was, like, 4 or some shit. I was early on that one. And it was dope because, like, you know, it taught me about history and shit. But what it taught me about history was that, like, there's always been a struggle. And that struggle is between us and the fucking dickheads. You know, there's always some dickhead out there trying to come in and steal your shit and occupy your shit and impose their way of doing shit upon your way of doing shit. And the Gauls, which was basically the French, that was Asterix and his buddies, were like the last line of resistance against the Romans. And the Romans were stepping in saying, like, yo, you've all got to wear skirts and have baths. And they were like, fuck that shit. Fuck baths and fuck your skirts. Like, fuck that shit. We got a big cauldron of drugs. We're going to kick your ass. And they would just take drugs and kick ass. And it was sick. And they had mad adventures and went all around the world. They flew on, like, carpets and shit. One of them was obese and stupid, which is always funny. There was, like, a little dog. There was, like, a cacophonous bard called Cacophonix. They all had hilarious names that was, like, what they were with an X on the end type thing. Yeah, Getafix. The druid was called Getafix, which is a beautiful drug illusion right there. And, yeah. It was sick, basically. So, yeah, and that was really influential on me in a lot of ways. In that, yeah, it got me into comics. It got me really into them. It got me into drawing them. It got me into considering how, like, you know, panels move, shit like that, how a story can move via pictures. And it kind of helped solidify my thoughts about the way the world works and the right of the individual to resist domination from dickheads. So, yeah, big up Goscinny and Uderzo, however the fuck you pronounce those dudes. I think, are they both dead now, or is one of them about to die and he's, like, handing it over to someone else? That was always my dream as well when I was little, was, like, I wanted to draw Asterix. And also Garfield! I forgot about Garfield. Yo, I was big on Garfield, too. I used to draw the shit out of Garfield, and I remember writing in, like, some school thing when I was, like, 6 or 5 or something that, like, what I wanted to do when I grew up was replace Jim Davidson drawing Garfield. How about that? Shit. And I think someone got that job, like, ages ago. And he sucks. The first thing that springs to mind with regard to the last comic that surprised me was, beep, spoiler alert, that episode, that one Walking Dead where they meet this new bad guy called Negan, who's like just like this sweary guy, some sweary. Is he Cockney? He sounds Cockney. He's like Danny Doyle. He's just like, ah, fucking cunt, rah, 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 some dude. And like they piss him off or whatever. So he takes that Asian guy who's been in it from the fucking beginning, a spoiler alert, and he takes this guy and he basically just fucking caves his skull in with a baseball bat with barbed wire wrapped around it and just like massive double page spread or something, just fucking caves this guy's skull in. It's tiny bits. And so just mush, he just mashes this guy's head up. And that was surprising to me. Because, like, even though everyone dies in that comic or whatever, this cat had been around from the fucking beginning. And he was nice and you were supposed to like him. And he just, like, shot up his girlfriend's club and shot up the club and got her pregnant. If you don't know that expression, that's a good expression. You should drop that into your everyday language. Shooting up the club. That means, like, he went in there and just, like, well, you know what that means. Shut up the club. So, yeah, the club got shut up and she was all pregnant and shit. And it was all, like, nice for them and, like, beautiful future. No, no. Head caved in by a fucking baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. And this guy called his baseball bat Lucille. And, you know, that was a beautiful thing. The comic then went downhill for, like, fucking 3 years or something. Got really tedious, but it's kind of interesting again at the moment. So, yeah, whatever. All right, so there was that. Also, it's always when they kill people that I'm just, because I didn't consider this beforehand. The things that popped to mind, I remember it also being quite surprising when, spoiler alert, when they killed Stinky in Hate. Because it's just like, man, you can't, Stinky, man, that guy, you can't kill Stinky, but they kill Stinky. And it makes sense. Like, I've known guys like Stinky. Nailed dead, you know, that's real. Stinky was Hate. I don't know if you know Hate. Hate was Peter Bagg. Or is it Baggy? I don't know how you pronounce that guy. He's a Seattle guy. It was like it was famous as being out around the time. It was like a grunge thing. You had grunge comics and grunge music. And like, basically, like, this was an instance where you had a character who grew up with his creator. Like, Buddy Bradley was the main character. And he started off in this comic that Peter Bagg used to do. That was kind of like, I think it was described at the time as like The Simpsons on crack or something equally unimaginative. And it was basically like Bag's life, and he was Buddy, and you know, he's just like sort of suburban American family, sort of working class, you know, all fucking hate each other. He's like the sort of dropout, wants to like get into drugs and rock and roll and shit, kind of like me, like leaves home early, you know, goes off and tries to make shit happen, but this guy's a bum really, and he never really gets it together. And you just follow him through his life, and like you see him fucking settle down and get married and have a kid, and he's got this circle of friends. You know, and one of them is this guy Stinky, who's this like eternal fucking trying loser. You know, he's in fucking bands, he's like sells drugs, he's just always got some scam, he lives in the fucking cupboard, he lives in the pantry, you know, he's always out trying to bang chicks, he's fucking, he's got venereal fucking warts on his penis, he's like, basically, like, it's like, I'm not gonna say that. I've got friends like that. But yo, yeah, he dies! And when he died, it was so shocking, because like, I don't know, the way they illustrate this comic and like the nature of the comic, and you get so close to the characters and then you just fucking murk one in a really kind of like lame way. Like, you know, it's no big fucking heroic death. I'm not going to spoiler it. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, so I guess the answer to that, I just gave a really fucking lame answer to that question. I should have said some shit like, oh man, Chris Ware, because the fucking angles in his guttering just blew my fucking mind. I do like Chris Ware. Fucking that one, Jimmy Corrigan made me cry on a train once, so I'd got right to the end of my train journey and I just fucking got to the end of the book and I burst into tears like a fucking baby girl. Wah! And like everyone looked at me funny and shit and I couldn't do nothing about it because it was so emotional. Comics is crazy like that. I don't know what comics people talk about because I don't hang around at comic shops all day. Like, I would if, like, my life was less tedious. I mean, the other way around. Like, if I had, you know, less to do. I love comic shops and I could happily sit in one all day, but I ain't got time for that shit. I simply don't have time to frequent message boards. Comic message boards now are so boring. It's just full of people arguing about, like, whether something is politically correct or not. It seems to be all it is. It's just, like, these fucking dull arguments about whether it's sexist or not to, like, have fucking a picture of Spider-Woman's ass in the air. And this stuff is fucking tedious and just depresses the shit out of me. So I stay away from that shit. So I don't even know what's going on in comics anymore. Like, people will, like, email me and say, yo, this comic's out, it's good. And I'll go check it out, and it's good. But, like, comics media, man, that shit is just fucking dull. So anyway, I don't know what people talk about. I don't know what comics need talking about more. I don't know if The Filth gets talked about a lot. It should, because it's fucking incredible. And it just works on so many levels, and it really bears returning to over and over again. And, like, I don't know, I think The Filth, which is a comic book by Grant Morrison, says a lot about the human condition that isn't said as well elsewhere. And it utilizes the medium of comics to talk about that condition in a way that books and movies cannot. Therefore, I think it's a very valuable work and it should be discussed more. Because I actually never hear anybody talking about it. Like, when people talk about Grant Morrison or whatever, they say, oh yeah, All-Star Superman and The Invisibles, both of which are amazing, obviously, but you don't hear him say The Filth. They should say The Filth first, because like the film nailed the human experience in all of its glory and horror. And that's the shit people don't talk about, because it talks about the shit that people don't want to talk about, because they're afraid and they're embarrassed and they've been conditioned to think that certain things are wrong, and that's what it's about, and it's great. So yeah, the filth. Next question. The comic that you go back to the most. I kind of just answered that. I go back to the filth a lot. But also Milk and Cheese by Evan Dorkin, which is a fantastic comic, and it was... I first got into it, like, I think I'd run away from home or something when I was, like, 13 or some shit, and, like, stole a copy of Deadline. Basically, every time I ran away from home, I would steal comics and read them in, like, a bar or something where I wasn't supposed to be and have this amazing romantic experience. And I did this when I was 15. I did. 15 was when I stole, I think it was 666, was it? I don't know, it was when I had Star Wars Overdrive stripping it. Milk and Cheese are basically a fucking angry dairy products. They're these angry cartoon characters, dairy products, over, and they have like a two-page, one-page, three-page strip in which they'll fucking just take on some shit that Evan Dorkin, who's this misanthropic, angry Jewish guy from Brooklyn, like, he's just a fucking grumpy motherfucker. And so he uses... misanthropic, grumpy motherfucker. And he uses these little fucking wedges of spite, as he likes to call them, these little blocks of fucking cartoon lactose shit, to, you know, just go at whatever he's pissed off with, whether that is fat people or vegans, or I don't know what the fuck it is, or like Star Wars fans. It's often fanboys. It's often to do with like fanism. He hates that shit. And he loves it. You know, you love what you hate, right? I guess that's it. So yeah, they're great. You know, they'll just set fire to shit, blow things up, just destroy shit. They drink beer and watch TV. And they're very funny, and they've always been useful in my life for reminding me, you know, that anger is an energy, as John Lydon said. And it's easy sometimes to kind of, especially as you get older, like when you're a kid, you're just fucking pissed off all the time. But as you get older, it's easier to sort of like fall into these new age traps of like, you know, oh, just be positive and love everything and da da da. And positivity is super useful, but at the same time, it is important to retain that fire and that outrage, because when shit is fucked up, that's not cool. And it's easier as you get older to go, oh, well, that doesn't affect me, so forget about it. And Milk and Cheese has always been there to remind me to hold on to that fucking anger, because like shit, like fucked up shit should not be fucking accepted. Fuck fucked up shit. It doesn't mean you got to go about screaming about everything all the time, ranting on Twitter about blah, 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 blah. This pissed me off. But like, don't see a fucking, you know, some horrible fucking shit. Don't see some fucking naked old lady in the middle of the road fucking with a dog pissing on her and getting paid $5 to have some guy jack off on her face or something. And like, not feel something about that shit. Feel stuff. That's what Milk and Cheese is for, is to remind you to feel. So I always go back to Milk and Cheese with like regularity. And it just reminds me of that shit. So yeah, bam, big up Evan Dorkin, you fucking grumpy Jew. What is the most positive or unique things about comics? I think we talked about this a bit before as well, and this is a cliche by this point, I'm pretty sure, but a comic book, you can fucking do any fucking thing. Like, you know, a movie's got a budget and a movie is constrained by special effects and shit of that nature, and you know, and so a comic can kick its ass in that regard. And a book is constrained by language. If there is not a word for something, then it does not exist. And that's the same, I mean, that's like the fucking human psyche all over. Like, you can get fucked up by language. You can get to a position where, like, there'll be something right in front of your face, and if there isn't a word for it, you can't even see it. You don't even know it's there. But comic books are crazy, because they can sidestep that. So they can give you the words, but they can also show you the thing. It's like a direct... And a book, you know, you could be sitting there reading some words and you'll be seeing a completely different thing to what the author intended. Whereas a comic book, they can show you exactly what they mean, and they can also show you some shit that words cannot show you. Like the combination of symbol and image, like, just works on the fucking brain like no other medium other than music, which is like its beautiful twin. Like, music and comics, that's the ultimate expression. You can tell the whole story of humanity in the universe of music and comics, and you can't do that shit with books and movies. So fuck books and movies. Oh, okay, there you go. I've done it. It's done. Boom. I said what came to be said. Yeah, and you know what, if you found me in a bar tomorrow and asked me these same questions, I'd probably give you some different answers apart from Asterix. That has been Akira the Don Has Issues, which is such a cute title. Oh, that is so cute. I don't know how long it came took you to come up with that shit, but that's some clever, cute shit. Give yourself a fucking high five. All right, yeah, so I've been Akira the Don. I have had some issues. I've got some issues. I'm fucking boxing them all up right now. I'm putting them in storage and putting some of them on boats because I'm moving to America. Yo, like fucking Conan the Barbarian, like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? I'm going to go over there and I'm going to fucking become like one of the fucking biggest things in the country, and I'm going to fucking marry a Kennedy, and I'm going to fucking like get elected into high office. Look what Arnold Schwarzenegger did! Arnold Schwarzenegger is incredible for that. And yo, so I'm just inspired by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm moving, me and my little family, we're moving to fucking Los Angeles, and we're going to fucking get it cracking. Boom! It's going to be great. So you can follow my fucking adventures, anything Akira the Don, at Akira the Don on Twitter, Akira the Don on Instagram, AkiraTheDon.com on the internet. Anything that's got Akira the Don on it, that's probably me, unless it's some fucking imposter, which does happen as well. Like, there's catfishes out there. I got catfished. Like, some social network, there was a guy on there pretending to be Akira the Don, and he, like, started a relationship with some chick, and they were going to get married. And then, like, her buddy, like, sends me an email, like, via my website just to check I am this fucking person. And I wasn't! This motherfucker. Anyway, so that's deep. Be careful out there. Motherfuckers might, like, pretend to be you and like trade off your great deeds and your wonderful, that shit that you've done. You know, you've gone out there and you've put your soul into fucking everything, and then some motherfucker might just take that and use it to try and marry some poor chick on the fucking internet. Boom! Life is harsh. Okay. Well, thank you for, you know, listening and shit. I think I've probably said enough by this point. I'm going to switch off this fucking microphone. Bye!